planetary dirt. So it was a business meeting after all.
What are you selling? I asked.
Oh, the usual. Weaponry. That's all your master ever wants from us. It's the usual local attitude. Time and again my trading associates have offered your planet access to the longevity techniques commonplace on other worlds, but on each occasion the offer has been declined in favor of sordid military goods.
That's because what you ask for the longevity tech would bankrupt half the peninsula, Kaweya said. It had put quite a dent in my assets, too.
Not as big a dent as death,
Orcania mused.
Still, it's your funeral. Something I have to say, though. Whatever we give you, look after it, will you? It would be quite unfortunate if it were to fall into the wrong hands again.
Kaweya sighed. It's not my fault if terrorists rob my clients.
The incident he was talking about had happened a month earlier. Amongst those who knew something about the transactional web of black market commerce on Sky's Edge, it was something of a talking point even now. I had set up the deal with a legitimate treaty-abiding military faction. The exchange had been conducted through an elaborate series of fronts, with the ultimate source of the arms, Kaweya, discreetly concealed. I had handled the swap, too, conducted in a clearing similar to the one where the Ultras had met us, and that was where my involvement ended. But someone had tipped off one of the less legitimate factions about the arms transfer, and they had ambushed the first faction on their way home from the deal. Kaweya called the new faction terrorists, but that was to place too great a distinction between them and their legitimate victims. In a war in which the rules of engagement and the definitions of criminality changed by the week, what distinguished a legitimate faction from a less legitimate one was often only the quality of the former's legal advice. Alliances were always shifting, past actions constantly being rewritten to cast a revisionist light on the participants. It was true that Kaweya was regarded as a war criminal now by many observers. In a century, they might be fating him as a hero, me, his trusty man-at-arms. Stranger things had happened. But it would be very hard to see the outcome of that terrorist ambush in anything but a negative light. Within a week of the ambush, they had used the same stolen weapons to murder most of an aristocratic family in Nueva Santiago. I don't remember the family's name.
Raivich or something, Kaweya said. But listen, those terrorists were animals, agreed. If I could, I'd skin them for wallpaper and make furniture out of their bones. But that doesn't mean I'm overflowing with sympathy for Raivich's clan. They were rich enough to get off-world. The whole planet's a shithole. They want somewhere safe to live. There's a whole galaxy out there.
We have some intelligence that might interest you, said Orcania. The youngest surviving son, Argent Raivich, has sworn vengeance against you.
Sworn vengeance? What is this? A morality play? Kaweya held out a hand in front of him. Hey, look, I'm trembling.
It doesn't mean anything, I said. If I had thought it was worth bothering you about, you'd already have known. There's another thing you pay me for, so you don't have to worry about every crank with a grudge against us.
But we don't think the fellow is, as you say, a crank.
Orcania examined his black-gloved fingers, pulling each sequentially until there was a tiny pop.
Our intelligence suggests that the gentleman has recovered weapons from the same militia which murdered his family. Heavy particle armaments, suitable for a full-scale assault against a fortified stronghold. We've detected signatures from these devices, indicating that they are still operational.